Daf Nun Test. Today's learning is sponsored by the Hushkit family, Nishnas Moshe Yehuda ben Yehuda Lev, and by the Weider family, Rufua Shlema Daniela Tzipor Bas Dina, and by the Zucker family, the Nishmas Chaya Nechama Bas Mordechai. So, the top of Nun Test, we were talking about yesterday, in Machlok, is that whether or not they would, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi, whether you go the right way or the left way around the corners of the Mizbech HaPnimi. The assumption was you always go to the right because that's how they did it in Mizbech HaChitzon, everyone agreed to. But Rabbi Kiva felt you could go the left side. So, the Gemara had made a couple suggestions. Suggestions yesterday. Now we're going to have another three or so suggestions how what the machlokis exactly is. So the very top line of Nun Test Amun Alpha Gemara, it says, Ibais Ema, Isfilaha Kafa Beregel, Duhuliyama Lo Pligi, the Afinan Pnimichot. If you were to hold that when you do the sprinkling of the Mizrach HaPnimi, you'd have to walk around Hakafa Beregel, everybody agrees you learn Pnim from Chutz, meaning you would go towards the right. But Hacha Bahakamifli, the machlokis is Mar Savar Hakafa Biyad, Mar Savar Hakafa Biregel. That's Machlokis. So one holds Hakafa Biregel, you walk around, therefore you'd have to go to the right. Rabbi Kiva said, you don't walk around, rather you do Hakafa Biyad. You just move your hand around, but you stand in one place, so therefore you don't learn the Pnim from Chutz. Gemara now makes another suggestion. Vibai Seima, alternatively, the Chuyama Hakafa Biyad. Everybody agrees you don't walk around. The Kohen Gadol just stands there and moves his hand around, only Hakafa Biyad. Ubehacha Bahakamifli. They're arguing about the following. Mar Savar Yalfinan Yad Mirega. One holds you learn Hakafa Yad from Hakafa of Regel from Chutz, meaning you go towards the right. Mar Savar Lo Yalfinan. You don't learn the Yad from the Regel. Yad is very different than Regel. Although Regel, you have to go towards the right. Hakafa Biyad, you don't have to go towards the right. So Gemara says, wait a second. Now, according to this understanding, that means you're assuming that Rabbi Yossi, Savar Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Hakafa Biyad. That means Rabbi Yossi holds, you do Hakafa Biyad. That's really what's going on here. Meaning everyone agrees that you're doing Hakafa Biyad. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi. They just argue whether Hakafa Biyad is learned from Hakafa Biregel. So does Rabbi Yossi really hold you do Hakafa Biyad, not Hakafa Biregel? Doesn't our Mishnah tell us that Midikatani Seifa, from the Seifa of the Mishnah, which says that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bimkomo Haya Omeid Umechata, that Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says you stand in place and you move your hand around. Rabbi Eliezer holds Hakafa Biyad. Does that not imply Mechlav the Tanakama? Lo Svirle? Tanakama, who is Rabbi Yossi and everybody else, hold, you don't do Hakafa Biyad, rather you do Hakafa Beregel. So it must be that Rabbi Yossi Gli holds Hakafa Beregel, like our Tanakam in the Mishnah. Ella, you're right. Mechaversa Kedashaninan Mekara. It's much clearer, makes more sense, like the original answer, that Mar Savar Hakafa Biyad, Mar Savar Hakafa Beregel. That again, Rabbi Kiva holds it's Hakafa Biyad. That's why you don't learn from the Chitzon, and therefore you could go to the left. What Rabbi Yossi holds, it's a Kafa Beregel, which is the same exact thing as the Mizbech HaChitzon, which is why you have to go around to the right side. That's the Gemara's answer. And then one final answer, the Gemara says, Ibais Ema Behokam Mithlagi. Maybe the argument is as follows. Mar Savar Saviv Dimizbech Panimi Kisaviv Dimizbech HaChitzon. How do we view the outside of Mizbech HaPanimi? Do we say it's the same exact, the circumference, if you will, of Mizbech HaPanimi is just like the circumference, just like the outside of Mizbech HaChitzon, which means you should go around the right? Or maybe the Mizbech HaPanimi is very different. Mar Savar Kula Mizbech HaPanimi B'makom Chada Keren D'Mizbech HaChitzon Kai. Maybe the Mizbech HaPanimi, since it's so small, is the same exact thing as just one of the corners of Mizbech HaChitzon. I mean, there's no outside. Mizbech HaPanimi is just one corner. It's not a whole Mizbech. It's a tiny little thing you put on. It's like one corner. You don't walk around a corner of Mizbech HaChitzon. You only walk around the entire Mizbech. But we don't view the Mizbech HaPanimi as an entire Mizbech because it's so small. Look at Rashi says. Rashi says around seven narrow lines down, he says, Kisaviv de Mizbech HaChitzon. Actually, go one up above that. Saviv de Mizbech HaPanimi. Do we assume that the outside of the Mizbech HaChitzon is Dichsiv Be'akarnas HaMizbech Saviv? It refers to Mizbech HaPanimi as the corners of the Mizbech. Is that not like Kisaviv Mizbech HaChitzon, which would then dictate Ma Zeberegel Af Zeberegel? Just like the Mizbech HaChitzon, you walk around Beregel and foot, and it should be to the right. So to Mizbech HaPnimi, it just one's bigger, one's smaller. Or maybe Bimakam Chada Karen. Maybe the Mizbech HaPnimi, Shekeren Shechitzon Ama Alama. Each of the corners of the Mizbech HaChitzon was just an Ama by an Ama. The Mizbech HaPnimi itself was just an Ama by Ama as well. So the whole Mizbech HaPnimi is equal to just one corner. There's no Saviv of the Mizbech HaPnimi. And therefore, that's the Machlokas, whether you go around to the right or you go around to the left.
That's why they hold that there's not an issue of Emma Rima that Mitzvah, I guess, because he's not moving.
No, everybody agrees Eima Avinu HaMitzvos. That's why you have to, the only pasuk allowed you to override that. But certainly there was a concept of that. No, you still would have. It's just the question is whether I have to hakafa b'yad b'reg. Hakafa is a question of saviv, nothing to do with eim avir
nala mitzvos. Well, because he doesn't have to go back. Once he's there, he's standing.
No, that was a question of whether or not, once you pass the mitzvah, should you go back to the mitzvah? But everyone agreed that you should have done the first one, but the yatsam is back, the pasuk says you could skip it. But whether you have to go back or not go back, that's a different point. If you miss the mitzvah, is it kedai to fix the mitzvah or no? You already missed it, so then do whatever, go to the right, as opposed to the left. So the Gemara now quotes a braisa Tanya. I'm Rabbi Yishmael. Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Nishtayu B'Mikdash Risho Machlokes, where the word Rishon should be there, but there are two Kohanim Gedolim who served in the Beis HaMikdash. And what happened? They were still alive after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and each one had a different testimony as to what had happened during the Beis HaMikdash. During the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Ze Omer B'Yadi HaKafti V'Ze Omer B'Ragli HaKafti. One of the Kohanim Gedolim testified that they went around with their hand. The other one said, no, I walked around the Mizbeach Mani for regular. So that's a very strange machlokas that they both served in the Beis HaMikdash and they forgot already what had happened. There's a machlokas, what had happened. And further, the Braisa says, Zen no sein hatam l'dvarav, but then no sein tam l'dvarav. Each one gave an explanation to why they did what they did. Zen no sein tam l'dvarav, saviv de Mizbeach Pnimi, kesaviv de Mizbeach Achitzam. Because his understanding was that the around of the Mizbeach HaPnimi should be just like parallel Mizbeach Achitzon, which was Beregel, v'zen no sein the other Kohen Gadol, no sein tam l'dvarav, kula Mizbeach Pnimi b'makom chad the keren d'chitokai. The Mizbeach HaPnimi, which was small, was equal to just one corner of the Mizbeach Achitzon, but it was not equal to the entire Mizbeach Achitzon. So this very last answer, last suggestion of the Gemara, is what exactly the Kohen Gadol had given as the reasons for why one did a kafa b'yad, a kafa b'regel. Now, of course, the question is, how could there be a machlokas as to what happened just a few years prior during the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Churban maybe caused the whole shicha, that's perhaps. But Tosfos Yerushalmi asks the following question. He gives the following answers. If you look at Tosfos Yerushalmi, it's very small. The Tosfos Yerushalmi is, where's that one? Here we go on top here. No, that's not what I wanted. Can't find it right now. Hold on. Here we go. So if you look at Tosfos Yerushalmi, it's every page is different, and mine's the bottom right. I'll just read it. He says, Kashali, Dabar Perak Beis, Timur Aminan, Kimiyamos Moshe, Vad Shemes Yosef ben Yoezer. From Moshe Rabbeinu's time to Yosef ben Yoezer, Lo Hayisa Machlokes B'Yisrael. There's no Machlokes at all. V'ha Defligu B'Smicha, B'Sof Shania, Debatzer Liba, that's another din by Smicha, V'Lohacha, but here, Mashma, Deflugo Beis Mikdash Rishon, that there's machlokas already during Beis Mikdash Rishon, Iyakafa Beyad or Beregel. V'hainu Nami Kimo Pluxes Rebbe Kiva Rebbe Yosef Glili. How could there be a machlokas that because the Yosef Ben Yoezer came by the end of Bayis Sheni? So this machlokas was during Bayis Rishon. So this goes against the Gemara that there's no machlokas, so there clearly was a machlokas. So he answers Shema Im Hayu Ban Leminyan Ein Yichol Nahaskim Al Hemes. What it meant was is that yes, there are machlokas, of course. But Moshe, how did the Jews not fight? But they always came to a conclusion. They were able to take a vote, and they had a decision what to do. But here, this case, there's machlokas. They were not able to come to society. This is a machlokas. So it turns out they were able to come to an answer. But yes, there are machlokasim, but there were also answers. They had a psak, had a pasukim. So that's not a stira. The second answer Tosfos Yerushalmi suggests is e nami, alternatively, e avid hachi avid, e avid hachi avid. No, this was an option. It wasn't that you had to do this way or that way. You could either do hakafa b'yad, or you could do hakafa b'rego. That was not a machlokas. Those are two options. It reminds me, I think it's a Tosfos in Menachos that talks about how could there be machlokas whether tefillin is Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. Suddenly they woke up one day, and hundreds of years of wearing tefillin, they forgot what to do. So that's very hard to say. So the answer is that no, they both existed. Already in the Midbar, there seemed to be some proofs that they had tefillin of Rashi and tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. The machlokas was which one was the Iker. So that could be forgotten. That's what happened. But in terms of both the order of the cloth, that was something that always had existed from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So back inside the Gemara. Now the Gemara is around halfway down the narrow lines here, the two dots. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer, Omer bim koma hayo omeid umechate, that Rabbi Eliezer felt you did a hakafa biyad. You stood in one place and you smeared the blood in front of you and the corners all around just moving your hand alone. So Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, the way he said this was that you would be mechate on all corners, you would put milamata limal, go from down to up, except for the one that was in front of you, you went from top to bottom, that order. So now the Gemara is going to quote machlokas of the orders. So the Gemara says, our Masnis and our Mishnah is money, it's Rabbi Yehudi. It's Rabbi Yehuda of the following machlokas in the Braisa in terms of up or down. The Tani, the Braisa says, the Rabbi Meir Omer, he quotes from Rabbi Eliezer. Omer, Bimkomo Omer. He agreed that Rabbi Eliezer held, you stood in one place. But Omer Machata, you'd stand and just smear the blood on each corner. The Alkulon on each corner, Hayonosin Mimala Lemata. This is not our Mishnah. You'd put from top to bottom on every corner, except Chutz Meosan Shebalachson, the one that's furthest, the opposite corner from where you are, that one Nosin Mimata Lemala. So that's the first opinion. That's not our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer from Rabbi Eliezer, he says Rabbi Eliezer felt differently. Omer Bimkoma Omer Machata. He agreed you stood in one place and smeared each corner. Ve'akulan Hunosin Milamata Milamala, the opposite. He said you do down to up every single corner. Chutz Mizu Shaya Salafanim, except for the one that's directly in front of you, Mamish, Shinosin Mimalamata, you put from top down to the bottom. Why is that? As we saw, we already saw Rashi in the Mishnah from yesterday, so your clothing doesn't get dirty, because if, let's say, you put in front of you the blood on the bottom, you work your way up, the blood's going to, you know, drip down your arm and get the big day kuna dirty, so you start from the top and work down, so the gravity is going to pull it away from your big day kuna, but all the other ones, you go from top to bottom. So that last opinion, the second opinion of Yehuda, is the understanding of our Mishnah. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah further that after you smeared each of the four corners, Hiza Mimenu al Taro Shemizbech, you sprinkled seven sprinklings on the Taro Shemizbech, which means literally the purity, the openness, if you will, of the Mizbech. What exactly, which part of Mizbech does al Taro Shemizbech refer to? So the Gemara quotes an opinion and rejects it, gives another opinion. My Taro, Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila, Palga de Mizbech, the halfway point of the wall of Mizbech, Kedamri Inchi, that people would say, Tara Tira, the clarity of the day. What does it mean, Tara Tira? It's so clear out. Have a palga de yoma. It means noon. When the sun's at its peak, when it's a very clear day out, that's what it means, Taro, the halfway point. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, a palga de mizbech, around halfway down Rashi, is a be'emsa gova koso, halfway up the wall. You put on the wall. So whatever the walls, it doesn't say which one, because we're going to reject this, but one of the walls, the stomach, the one that's right in front of you, that one that's closest to you, you put on that wall, halfway up the wall of Mizbech. The Gemara quickly rejects this based on the following brisa. It says, Mesive, kishu maze, eino maze, lo agabe ha'efer. When you pour it, when you do the sprinkling, the seven times, you don't do it on the ashes, but lo agabe gecholm, not on the coals either, ela chote gecholm eilich veilich, you move aside the coals on the top of the Mizbech, umazi, you sprinkle there. So we're not talking about the walls, we're talking about the roof of the Mizbech on top of it. You move everything aside, and then you sprinkle seven times in the center of the Mizbech. So Ella, you're right. Say Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila, al Guluya to Mizbech, on that which is exposed, that which is revealed, which means the top, the roof of the Mizbech, Kidichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ukeetem Hashemayim Latoar, which is a reference to the exposure, something exposed, the roof, and not the walls of the Mizbech. So Gemara now says, Tanya, Hananya Omer Bitzad Soni. So now to Erez's question here, so we're not in the wall, but on the rooftop, but even on the rooftop, which side of the rooftop do we put on? Not a big rooftop, it's around this big, probably, Amma by Amma, but still, do we put it in the north part, the south part, or the center? So the Gemara quotes now from the Braisa, Hananya Omer Bitzad Soni, who knows it, you put it on the northern part of the Mizbeach, the top. Again, it's not a big difference, but the northern part of the rooftop. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bitzad Dromi, on the southern part. So imagine we're in our Beis Hamikdash, this is our Beis Hamikdash here right now, just to rebuild. That's east, that's west, that's Kosh Kedashim. So this is north, that's south. Mizbech Panim is in the center of the Heichal here, towards the entrance of the Ulam. So now he's doing the sprinkling. So one opinion says you put it on the northern part of the Mizbech HaPanimi at the top. The other opinion says you put it on the southern part of the rooftop of the Mizbech HaPanimi. So what's the machlokas, whether the Dromi or Tzad Tzifoni? So Gemara explains, B'mai Kemifli, what's the machlokas? Mar Savar Pischa Bidarim Kari. One felt that the exit or the entrance from the Peruchas was in the south, and the other one felt Mar Savar Pischa Bitzafon Kari, and the entrance was with north. So what's the difference? So whatever you hold the entrance is, it's going to be the opposite. Because remember, you started, let's say, from the south, you start in the south corner and you worked your way up to the north, so then you pour in the north. If you felt that the entrance was the north, you came out, you poured the corners here, you go that way, you end up on the south, so you drop the seven sprinklings on the northern part or the southern part of Mizbech HaPanimi, again, the opposite of where you felt the entrance was of the Parochah. Just look at Rashi. Actually, we don't need to look at Rashi for this one. So Gemara then says, the Chuli Alma Mia, everybody, however, is in agreement. Heicha de Gamren Matanos, the Karnos, Hasam Yav Agaga. Wherever you finish the sprinklings, that's where you do the seven additional sprinklings. So if you start on the south, That means you finish on the north. The north is where you do the seven sprinklings, and vice versa. So my time, what's the reason why wherever you stop is where you do the seven sprinklings? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'taro v'kidshu. Makom shekidshu sham tar. Where you've kidshu, where you've completed the kedusha of the sprinklings, that where the taro, that's where the exposure, the rooftop, you should do the seven sprinklings on top of that. That's the drasha the Gemara says. So then the Gemara says further. So now we've done the seven sprinklings. We're almost done with all the blood now, guys. We've done, just to recap, we did the dam and the kosh kedushim. We did the dam and the parochas. We did the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPanimi. We did the seven sprinklings on top of the Mizbeach HaPanimi. Now we're left with a lot of extra blood from the par and from the sarah. So what do you do with the shiari hadam? There are shirayim. We pour hayashofech al yesod ma'ravi shem Mizbeach HaChitzon. You pour it on the western foundation of Mizbeach HaChitzon. Let's remind everyone again. We're now, we finish Mizbeach HaPanimi, the small Mizbeach. You exit to the large Mizbeach, this huge Mizbeach, and on the bottom there's a little foundation. That's Yesod in the bottom of the Mizbeach. It wrapped around the west and to the south. Based on the Machlokas, Binyamin, Yehuda, they split up the area of the Mizbeach, so the west and the south. So when you come out, you pour the shrine on the western part of the Yesod, which was the first Yesod you encountered, not the southern one, but the western part of the Mizbeach HaChitzon.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Regarding our last issue that we just discussed, it says he moves the gechalim to the sides and then he sprinkles. So how could it be in one of the corners? If it was in one of the corners, the omot zafon, he would just move the gechalim in one direction so he could just pour it.
It could be that. It could be, he moved it away from that direction that he was putting in and to make the northern one available or the southern one available. No, west and south. Yeah. So the Gemara then says... Oh, yeah? Okay, it could be a different direction. So the Gemara then says, so again, you pour it on the Yesod HaMaravi. So the Gemara quotes, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Veskol Dam HaPar, Yishpach, all the blood of the par, whatever's left over, you pour, you do a Shvicha on the Yesod. Which one do you do? The Chinafik, when you exit from the Heichal, Bahu Paga Bereish, the one you encounter first, which is the Maravi. The Dromi, you have to get to the southern one. The western one's the first one you encounter, do the mitzvah, pour the Shirayim. So then the Gemara just points out, that's all true of the Mizbeach HaPnimi blood you pour on the Yesod Maravi. But if it comes in general, Shem Mizbeach HaChitzon, Hayashofech HaYesod Dromis. Let's say you're doing the Karban Tamid, or an Ola, or a Chathas, whatever it is that's on the regular Mizbeach HaChitzon, when you come down the ramp, the first thing you see, the ramp was in the southern part. The first thing you encounter is the southern Yesod, so you normally pour the Shirayim on the southern Yesod, but from coming from the Heichal is where you encounter the western Yesod. That's the contrast. The Gemara actually quotes a machlokas about which Yesod you use. So Tanya Rabban, the Brisa says, Yesod HaMizbeach, Ze Yesod Dromis. So this is a pasuk, this is referring to the, this is regular, this is not talking about Yom Kippurim. It says in the pasuk, V'lokach HaKoy Midama, Betzbo, V'natzen HaKarnis Mizbeach HaOla, V'eskol Yedama Yishvoch, Yisod Mizbeach, that's the Yisod Dromus, the southern Yisod, which is what's normally used for the Shirayim. So Ata Omer, Yisod Dromus, you're going to tell me this refers to the southern part of the Yisod. O Eino Ella Yisod Maravis, maybe it's referring to the western Yisod. Amris, so we'll say, Yilmad Yiridaso Minakevish Liitsiaso Minaheichel. Let's learn the descent from the ramp, from the exiting of the Heichel. Meaning what? Just like everybody agrees, when you exit from the Heichal, which one do you use? That which is Samichlo, which happens to be the western one by the Heichal, the Ezeze Yesod Maravi, so too, by comparison, Af Yiridasa Minakevish, when you descend the ramp, the Samichlo, that which is close to you, which is the other one, Ezeze Yesod Dromi. So the underlying point is, whatever one's closest to you, if it's from the Heichal, the western Yesod, if it's down the ramp, it's the southern Yesod. Gemara now says further, Tanya Rabbi Yishmol Omer, Rabbi Yishmol says, not true. He argues in our Brisa, he says, Zeh, v'zeh Yesod Maravi. He felt that you should always use the western Yesod, whether you come from the Heichal, or even when you come down from the ramp, you should always use the western one, while Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Zeh, v'zeh Yesod Drom. He felt you always use the southern Yesod, whether you come down the ramp, or you come from the west, from the Heichal. So Bishma, I understand Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Why does he hold Zeveze Yisod Maravi Yilmod Sasam Mimefurash? We should learn that which is hidden from that which is clear. What's clear? What's clear is Mizbeach the Yisod Maravi, the western one, was clear by Yom Kippurim. That's the Mefurash one. So we could use that as a model for coming down the ramp, which should also be the Yisod Maravi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says around five narrow lines up or six narrow lines up. Yilmod Sasam. Chitzonos shelo porish behen leizi yisod. By the regular din of shiraim of the dam, by the bezbech achiton, it does not specify, there's no explicit pasuk, which yisod. So it's open-ended, we don't know. So that should be learned from mifurash, says Rashi, minapnimios, with the inner mizbech apnimi, shekasabhen, which it says explicitly, el yisod ha-mizbech asher pesach olamoed, the yisod that faces the entrance to the olamoed, which is none other than hu yisod maravi. So again, mizbech apnimi is mifurash, mizbech achitzon is not mifurash, learn sasam from mifurash, they both therefore should be the yisod maravi. That explains Shita's Rabbi Yishmael. But what about Rabbi Shimon Yochai? Rabbi Shimon Yochai, my time, and why does he hold both should be Yisod Dromi, the southern one? So Amar Vashi, Vashi says, Kesavar Pischa Bidarm Ka. He felt that the entrance of the Heichal was in the south. So if you understand here, remember we had a Machlokas a couple of times, where was the Mizbech? So we're assuming up that the Tana Mizbech was in the center of the Azara. So when you come out first, you come to the side of Mizbech, which is the west. But let's assume, like the other opinion, that Mizbech was all the way in the north. Everything in the north, everything has moved up now. So when you leave the Heichal, you're actually in the bottom. You're at the south of the Mizbech HaChitzon, which then would dictate that the Yisod Dromi is the first Yisod you encounter. That was his understanding. So the Gemara then says, finally, on this topic, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, the Talmid of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, learned, B'Debei Rabbi Shmuel Yochai, learned from the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel Yochai, that he actually held Zevezeh Yisod Dromis, that he held the southern part. So it sounds like the Talmidim Rabbi Shmuel changed their mind, like Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yochai. The Simarach, the mnemonic to remember this is Mashchu Gavre LeGavre, that the many Talmidim were drawn towards the one person, the one Gavre. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the Amud here, Mashchu Gavre LeGavre. Talmidim the Rabbi Shimon Mashchus Rabbi Shmuel Lomer Kedivrem. They had drawn the people of Rabbi Shmuel to hold like they held, namely that was the Yisod Dromi, and not like the Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel who held was the Yisod Maravi. Okay, so there's a few machlokism which Yisod. We assume that again the Heichal is Yisod Maravi, and the regular Mizbech HaChiton you use the Yisod of the Dromi. So now the Gemara says last two lines of the here. The Gemara teaches us from the Mishnah, we had said that ve'elu ve'elu misarvin ba'ama v'yotzin. All the blood, after it's trickled into the ama, the little canal or channel that passed through the Azara, it ended up going to the Nachal Kidron, which is a little bit of a stream, and it would be sold to all the gardeners to use to fertilize their property. And the Mishnah had said, mo'alim behen, it's subject to the Isser of Me'ila. So what does that mean? So Gemara quotes Machlokas Tani Rabban. Mo'alim bedamim, divrei Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon Chachamim Omrim Ein Mohammehem. Is dam, is blood, after being sprinkled on Mizbech, is that subject to Me'ila, or is it not subject to Me'ila? We see a very, very small daf here. So Gemara says, that's Machlokas, is there Me'ila or not Me'ila by dam of Kachim? So Gemara explains, Ad kan lo pligi ala medirbanam. This whole Machlokas, whether dam kachim is subject to Me'ila, is a Machlokas on a dirbanam level only. About midiraisa ain malan behen. There is no iser deraisa of dam kachim. We'll see why in just a second. But look at Rashi. Rashi explains a little bit more practically what that means. Derbanan versus deraisa. So Rashi explains ela midirbanan man damer moalan midirbanan kamar l'shalim keren. The one who holds is an iser derbanan. You have to pay the amount of blood that you used. About midiraisa lahosif chomish lob. On a deraisa level, if one violates meila, not only do you pay the keren, the actual value that was used and abused, but you have to pay an additional chomesh on top of that. But when it comes to mila midirabanan, you only pay the keren, you don't pay the chomesh. So machlokas here is whether you pay the keren or you don't pay the keren, but the chomesh is not on the radar at all because this is certainly not a din deraisa. So Gemara now wants to know, menoha nimila, how do you know this to be the case, that there is no meila on a deraisa level when it comes to dam? So Gemara gives a few different suggestions. So Amar Ula says, the pasuk says, Lachem. Let's read the whole pasuk, and then we'll darshan the three different words. The pasuk says, by his Achrei Mos, that happens to be Achrei Mos, which is the parsha of Yom Kippur, but it also talks about the Issa v'chilas dam. So the Gemara says, this is still in the Seder Avodah, says, Ki nefesh habasar bedamhu, v'ani nisati v'lachem, I give it to you, al mezbeach l'chaper, al nafsho seichem, ki adamhu b'nefesh yichaper. That's the whole pasuk. So one of the words it says is lachem, v'ani nisativ lachem, says the pasuk. So what's the drasha? Amar kra, lachem, shelachem yehei. Even though normally there is an Isser Me'ila by kachim, there's a special gzeres hakasa by dam, lachem, it should be yours, you have a hefter to use it, there is no Me'ila by dam kachim. Special pasuk. Comes along now, debay Rabbi Shimon. He holds Tana, lechaper. It says in the pasuk, the blood is lechaper al nafsho seichem. So what's the drasha? Lekapar nisativ v'lo le Me'ila. that the pasuk emphasizes the dam is only for kapara, but it's not. There's no meila, so there's no meila based on this pasuk. Again, a different word, but same idea. And comes along now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. He says Amar Kra, the pasuk says who. Who always means something that's continuous, something that remains absolute and uniform. So who, it is what it was, it is what it is, it's all the same. So what's the drasha here? Who, it says in the pasuk, lifnei kapara kila'achat kapara. That which is before kapara is just like after kapara, meaning mal'achar kapara ein bo me'ila, just like whenever you've done a kapara, we know after mitzvah's been performed, there's no me'ila anymore. So just like after kapara, there's certainly no iser me'ila by dam. So the drash is also who lifnei kapara. Even before you've done kapara, the dam kachim is not subject to me'ila. So again, who lifnei kapara kil acha kapara mal acha kapara ein bo me'ila af lifnei kapara ein bo me'ila. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says who ki adam hu an benefesh yichaper. That's a pasuk. Who kav yaso? It remains the same. Lifnei kapara, kilacha kapara. Lacha kapara, everybody agrees. Ein bo mila. Why the chayim de nases mitzvasa? Once the mitzvah has been performed to something, it's not subject to mila. Tzu lo, karina be kache Hashem. It's not called kache Hashem. So by the word who, that's also true. Lifnei kapara, teaching us that dam kachim is never subject to mila. So Gemara says, okay, now with this word who, you went one direction, but maybe you could go the other direction and make the following suggestion. Ema, la'achar kapara kilefnei kapara. Maybe we should say there should always be me'ila. Maybe that should be the drasha. Ma'lefnei kapara, just like in general, before kapara has been performed, yeshba me'ila. Maybe we should extend that af la'achar kapara, even after kapara has been complete, it should still remain yeshba me'ila. And the Gemara answers, and we'll finish with this, we'll kind of stop in the middle of the conversation here. Ein lecha davar shenases mitzvaso umwalim bo. There is no mitzvah that you've performed the mitzvah and you could get me'ila, meaning every time you do a mitzvah, when the mitzvah is over, there is no longer me'ila, so dam should be no different. The Gemara is going to go point out that Shum Sadeshin and Migdei Kuna are unique in that there is still me'ila after you've used that, but the Gemara is going to say those are two unique cases. We don't learn from them, but we'll save that for tomorrow. Let's quickly recap. We start by talking about, we made three different suggestions what the machlokes was, whether you go to the right or to the left when it came to Mizbech HaPnimi, depending on a kafa b'yad, a kafa b'regel, p'nimi chutz, maybe whether Mizbech HaPnimi was like the saviv of Mizbech HaChiton, or maybe it was only like the keren of the Mizbech HaChiton. That was machlokas. We brought a brisa where two Kohen Gadolim who lived and served during the Beis HaMikdash, one said they did a kafa b'yad, one said a kafa b'regel. They used the svar of the saviv of Mizbech HaPnimi as the reasoning for it. So that was an interesting machlokas that even machlokas existed. Then we quoted from the machlokas that Rebbe Lazar says you stood in place. Did a kafa b'yad, machlok is where you do up or down, two opinions in the brisa. And then we spoke about what Tara al Mizbech meant, whether it meant the top of the wall or the top of the rooftop. We concluded it was the rooftop. And then we had machlokas, was it on the northern part or the southern part of the rooftop? That depended on where you felt the entrance or exit of the peruchas was the north. That means you'd sprinkle on the left, the south, and vice versa. And then we discussed as well the discussion of you poured Mizbech HaYisod of the Maravi, because that's the first one you encountered. Turns out it was Machlokas, whether Zev Zeh Yisod Dromi, Zev Zeh Yisod Maravi, or maybe there's Machlokas where Heichal was Yisod Maravi, and from the ramp it was Yisod Dromi. And then this last piece about whether or not there's a Mila by Damim on a Derabana level or not, that was Machlokas, but on the Deraisa level, everybody agreed there is no Mila by Damim, either because of the word Lachem, or because of the word Lechaper Nesativa, or because of the word Pu. Okay, we'll stop here. Short daf. Everybody have a wonderful day.